from Storyflow, Science. Science, the day's top 10. June 12th, from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for June 12th. Here are today's top 10 science stories. Let's get into it. First, from ARS Technica Science, did Iron Age Britons remove brains of the dead? Archaeologists have long struggled to piece together Iron Age burial customs in Britain because few skeletons survive, but the damp climate of northwest Scotland preserves bone better than most of the island. A recent study of a burial cairn at Loch Barali, uncovered after erosion, exposed a skull in 2000, offers fresh insight. The site contained the remains of two people, an adult woman and a younger individual whose sex could not be determined, both dated to between 50 BCE and 70 CE through radiocarbon analysis of molar teeth. Detailed osteological, isotopic, and ancient DNA testing revealed that the younger person's cranium had been deliberately altered after death. The researchers identified a clean break at the base of the skull that does not match typical trauma patterns from accidents or violence, suggesting a targeted impact possibly intended to open the head. Similar perimortem fractures were found on both scapulae, hinting at a ritualized handling of the body. Perhaps the most striking find is evidence that the brain was removed post-mortem. The break appears to have been made while soft tissue was still present, allowing the brain to be extracted. This aligns with earlier hints of Iron Age mummification practices in the region, where bodies were sometimes treated to preserve or display them. The study also noted that several limb bones had been sharpened, likely repurposed as tools or decorative items. Such modification of human bones for functional use is rare, but has been recorded elsewhere in prehistoric Europe, suggesting a symbolic or practical role for the dead's remains within the community. Together, these observations paint a picture of a complex funerary ritual in Iron Age Scotland that involved deliberate skull opening, brain removal, and the transformation of bones into implements, practices far more elaborate than previously documented for the period. Next, second, from ARS Technica Science. After nearly breaking, NASA's Deep Space Network worked well on Artemis II. NASA's Deep Space Network was stretched to its limits during the Artemis 1 mission, when the array of giant antennas had to juggle routine traffic from about 40 robotic science missions and the massive data flow from the Orion capsule looping the moon. The surge forced NASA to prioritize Artemis III, which delayed downlinks for high-profile projects such as the James Webb Space Telescope and the Mars rovers. When Artemis II lifted off on April 1st, the agency faced a similar communications challenge, this time with a crew of four aboard Orion. The crewed flight demanded even more data bandwidth than the uncrewed test, but the mission's 9-day duration was far shorter than Artemis III's 25-day cruise, reducing the overall strain on the network. Additionally, Artemis II carried fewer CubeSats, only a handful compared with the 10 released during Artemis ET, so fewer ancillary tracking and telemetry requests needed to be handled. Despite the heightened demand, the Deep Space Network managed to keep a reliable link between Mission Control and Orion throughout the flight. Engineers reported that the system worked well, with no major outages or data loss, allowing the crew to receive continuous telemetry, voice communications, and scientific data as they traveled more than 250,000 miles from Earth. The Artemis II experience shows NASA has learned to balance its deep space communications resources better, but the episode also underscores the network's finite capacity. As future missions add more crewed flights, lunar landings, and commercial payloads, NASA will need to upgrade or expand the DSN to avoid repeating the bottlenecks that briefly impacted other missions during Artemis C. Up next. Third, from the Christian Mind Reset's Substack, Neuroplasticity and Forgiveness. Biblical Declarations for Extending Forgiveness.